With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Forever! Dog!
Great news, Adventure Kateers! The Thrilling Adventure Hour returns live on December 17th, 2022 for two shows at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. Better news! The 8 p.m. show and the 10 p.m. show will be two completely different scripts. You want even better news than that? You got it. All of the Work Juice players will be there along with special guests. We've missed you. So we've added a couple of opportunities to hang out. There's a cocktails and Q&A with the cast before the early show, during which you can ask us anything and see how we, prep for a show. And after the late show, join Jonathan Dinerstein and cast members for a piano bar sing-along where we'll all belt out our favorite songs, including thrilling classics. Tickets to both shows and the cocktail Q&A and the piano bar sing-along are available right now. Go to bourbonroomhollywood.com and join us on December 17th for these special shows. That's bourbonroomhollywood.com for tickets. Pow!
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Croach.
I am from Galoot Prokdom.
Mars, we call it Mars.
You designated Mars.
I think everybody, all right.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs.
Planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination, I have fist. For my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss.
Hardly ever miss.
And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, Sparks Nevada, Marshal on Mars, single-handedly defeated a space invasion and restored gravity to those who needed it the most. The gravity-starved gravity eaters of Gravitron Prime. Now safely back on Mars, our hero faces another challenge. Public speaking! Will planetary peril return? Or is talking in front of people enough this time? Find out in tonight's thrilling episode. Don't go stealing waterfalls.
Howdy, everyone. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I am really good at it. Watch this. Waterfalls is constancy. Declarative opening followed by illustration. Always falling. Always, for that matter. Water. Waterfalls is change. The opposite? That's rhetorical flourish. Water as it is fallen there to here. You know what else is constancy and change? Life. Us. Make it universal.
Nevada, stop putting yourself in the oratory.
Oh, I ain't. No, those are all the sides. On a side of the oratory is why they call them that.
Nevada, you are losing the plot. Sounds like you're here committing a funeral to Bullard Falls instead of wishing him a happy birthday.
Wishing him a happy... That ain't... Do you not know what the ceremony is about?
You send a lot of memos.
I didn't read it. We got a lot of responsibilities.
They're so long! And I'm more of an auditory learner. Can't we just say, happy birthday to...
Well, reckon you didn't read my memo about how we can't sing that song on account of we gotta pay Patty and Mildred Hill, who wrote it and owned the rights, and 1,000 years ago were reconstituted as AI just in time for the ruling that gave AI copyright ownership.
You learned that in your birthday song history class at Marshall Academy?
Reckon I did, yeah.
Okay.
Sparks Nevada, I read your memo.
Thank you, Crouch. Look, I don't love writing them, you know?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. I get all the asides I want, and we all got the same information on the stuff we gotta do. As a Marshall Department.
We are here to designate the waterfall designated Bolide as a landmark. A double designation. Exciting. Were any waterfall worthy, it would be Bolide.
You are a sap, Crouch. You know that?
My sap season is not for 3 more cycles.
Crouch, you think I don't know when your sap season is? What I mean to say is that you're a sentimental type. Okay, Crouch and me had our first date here. One of the times we did a first date.
Great. Not sure why you're telling me or saying it into a microphone in front of these gathered folks.
Because the first date at these falls to which the Red Plains Rider refers was the single most pleasing first date we enacted.
It's the one that stuck.
I am under onus to you, the Red Plains Rider.
You are?
The good kind.
Pure sap.
Okay.
Hurry it up, would you?
Oh, be nice, husband.
I am being nice, Bernice.
How can you tell?
I just can. He don't want to be here. We don't want him here. Let him finish digging a hole in the ground and burying me in it, and we can still have lunch before I'm dead of being buried in a ground hole.
Well, that is what I'm doing. I should distribute these memos more widely.
We come here not to praise the waterfall, but to bury it. And now we put it out to pasture, and same with the ranger who made sure it all went good every day. Water falling the right way, which it did, every day. The end. Bye. Lunch.
Be nice, please, will you? Nobody's burying you, not in the ground or nowhere.
All right, reckon I can read the room instead of my prepared remarks and do the short version.
Standard boilerplate is fine.
Not for me.
Dictionary defines a waterfall as...
All right, you are so under arrest.
Nevada.
Fine. Legally, I must inform you that was a joke.
Proceed, please.
Wee! Another party heard from. Goody.
If you don't start being nice, I will see they do bury you in that hole they intend to dig.
Ain't no hole. Ain't no plans for a hole. Huh?
Maybe plan one to stick him in.
I welcome a hole. I was initially laid and fertilized in one.
Well, then you'll feel right at home.
wherein I hatched, consumed my broodmates, and attained dominance.
Okay. Gross, Crouch. Come on.
My man.
Please. He comes out here for the retirement birthday for these beautiful falls, but he only been out to visit a couple 10-20 times a year.
That is
Sir,
often.
That's a lot.
Not often enough. Not for me. And I say that with all due niceness.
Well, that was nice. When you're nice, you're my favorite. You know that?
You know other folks now?
All right. Where was I? Humanity ain't but a body. Skip, skip, skip. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need for thee. That'd be ridiculous. Talking eyeball? Oh, even would it? Oh, here we go. We come here today to designate a nature preserve.
He is doing it. He is designating.
Waterfall. But it's so much more than the sum of its parts. Similarly, soft scramble? So much more. Y'all ever had a helping of eggs done as a soft scramble?
Yes.
Yep.
Never.
Wouldn't even know what it is.
Then y'all know what I'm talking about, and y'all don't. Let me tell you. I just had a helping of them for the first time recently, and thus took it on myself to start making them for myself. There are about a million ways to do it, and nary a wrong one among them. But it ain't the journey that's the point of comparison. It's the unique beauty therein of both a waterfall and a soft scramble.
I am less interested in this comparison than you may be reckon.
Reckon that's only because you ain't had a soft scramble.
Well, that must be why.
I am also not interested in the comparison, Sparks Nevada.
Because it's poetic.
The implied poetry of comparisons, similes, and metaphors, yes. Hmm.
The rush of the waterfall matched the rush I could feel inside me, holding hands with Crouch for the first time.
That comparison is more pleasing to me, despite it being poetic, because it is about me.
All right, we ain't... not all of us are here giving the designation speech. Just come, read the memos.
That rush sounded and felt like a stampede of butterflies.
Yeah, this waterfall, more than any others, does sound that way.
Oh, nice.
The airborne aquatic particulate combined with my visual senses to create the most spectacular sunset I had ever experienced.
I love that about here.
Even with your limited visual senses?
Roach!
He don't mean no insult.
I do some.
He does.
Ranger, you served here some time. You want to say some words?
See, feels like he's said a lot already.
Now, is that nice?
Compared to what I was fixing to say?
Deputy, Ranger, Mrs. Ranger, can we just... Ranger, the floor is yours.
Me, I've been keeping watch over this wet old curtain since it was new at falling. And if you think about it, she's made of journey. Fallen and destination, down where she fell. If you think about it longer, she's been my journey and my destination as well, too.
I like to think I've been those things to you, Werther.
You have too as well, Bernice, of course.
Oh, you're nice. Eventually. When pressed.
Into early retirement.
Or right on time retirement.
Waterfall don't want to spend more time with its family.
Do you?
Of course.
Nice.
Or the same amount.
Less nice.
Less time would also be acceptable.
Werther management!
But, yes, though, back to the original answer, somewhat, with an asterisk.
Anyhow, I hereby nominate all you to try a soft scramble, like they perfected on that France planet.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming to the soft scram late in life as I have, I feel like I've wasted so many breakfasts. And I name this the Balad Falls a nature preserve. End of speech, great job, here's a plaque.
Oh, it's done.
Not till I put up the plaque and activate it.
What kind of hammer you reckon to put up a plaque with on a waterfall, Nevada?
There. Done.
Ooh.
Plaque just hovers there?
I know the feeling. Essentially, I mean. So this is retirement.
Good for you. Served your planet, your waterfall, and now you can get some relaxation.
Feels awful. Reckon y'all did done dug a hole after all.
Please cease disparaging holes.
You're digging a hole yourself plenty, husband. Why don't you just take a breath, look out at this beautiful spilling water, and reflect on your life?
Or we could go. We should just go.
Sparks Nevada, inward seeking is important. For example, as I gaze upon this waterfall, I cannot help but recall the many skins I have shed. And I ponder, how much of me is the same being I have been, if none of me is?
Sometimes I feel too young to be so old. Sometimes the reverse.
The measure of time against which we measure ourselves is truly immense.
And terrible. The years go by like water falling down the waterfall drain. We've done so much, seen so much.
Did I marry the right person?
What purpose does my life now hold?
You got introspecting to do, Nevada? About breakfast preparation, I reckon.
Ain't gotta think too much about that, no. Once you go soft scrambled, you don't really question your breakfast anymore. No, I got other things to think about.
Like how to take your coffee, probably.
What? No. Lots of sugar, like a ton of sugar.
Then upon what do you reflect, Sparks Nevada?
Reckon I've been thinking about whether I use my guns too often to solve my problems.
Oh, big in there.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow.
But anyways, I only just hung the plaque. I ain't activated it yet.
Wait, hanging ain't activating?
Mm-mm.
I mean, does it do much else?
All y'all step away from the waterfall.
Please?
No, please.
Please step away from the waterfall.
No, see, what we're doing here is at its core beyond decorum.
Still, you know, be kind to the waitstaff.
They ain't the waitstaff.
Be kind or I swear, Delcom Roots, this date is over before it started.
All right, but don't use my name. Especially don't use all of my name.
Don't use my name, please. Also, don't be rude to me neither, Delcom.
Okay, Yassandra Kleptariat. Please don't use my name out loud.
I'm sorry. Are you two on a date to see this waterfall?
You a cop?
Kinda, in fact. And also, honestly, a romantic. Our first date was to see this waterfall.
You and him?
Yeah.
She and I. One of our first dates.
The one that took.
One of the ones that took.
Okay. Are you a cop?
No.
Kinda, in fact.
That is accurate.
Anyone else here kinda a cop?
Used to be. A nature cop, yeah.
Okay, that counts. Anyone else? You?
I would never.
Good for you. Okay, how about you, Ginger? You kinda a cop?
I'm Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
Kamrooch, did you bring me to some sort of waterfall for cops?
I obviously didn't know they was gonna be here, Yassandra. Thought it was gonna be ours for the taking.
Hang on, sorry. Yours for the taking?
We're here to steal that waterfall.
As a date.
We're land rustlers.
I mean, I don't know if a waterfall is technically land, but we intend to rustle first and ask questions later due to its romantical.
So all you cops throw down your weapons that get down on the ground.
You reckon I couldn't outdraw your flying saucer?
I reckon you could die trying.
Please.
I bet I could outdraw it, but I didn't bring my guns.
Nevada!
I came to say a speech to a waterfall. Don't need guns for that. Plus, I think I rely on them too much, which is why I told you to bring yours.
You never told me that.
It was in the memo.
I didn't read no memo. I just came here to make one more memory at the waterfall.
I am also unarmed for memory production reasons.
Guess it's down to me then. Or would be if I were carrying a sidearm, which I don't believe in or do.
I bake.
Yeah, you can bake and still have a weapon.
Not in my experience.
All right, you know what? It's good none of y'all brought weapons.
I'll say, this is like rustling candy from a baby.
No. I mean, the point of the exercise is to use my cleverness to solve problems. Ready? Go. Ain't nothing hopping in right away. Might take a second. Red, stall.
While you stall, we'll get on with it.
Please.
Hey, y'all. Please don't take the waterfall. I picked flowers by it, and I put them in Crouch's antenna.
We spoke of hopes and ambitions.
First time I ever truly felt seen was right over there by that there rock.
It was there that I perceived you with 100% of my senses, the Red Plains Rider. And without them.
And won't I always be under onus to you for that?
Not technically.
Okay.
But yes.
How's that bit of cleverness coming, Nevada?
Tell you what doesn't help at all. Tapping my temple.
Yeah, I didn't mention it before, but our first date was also here at the waterfall.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, Bernice.
No, it was not, Werther. We went to the Ice Caps for our first date.
That wasn't a date. That was us meeting. We didn't start dating till later.
That's what you thought.
You knew we were something before I did, didn't you?
I'm just glad I let you know about it. You'd have never found out.
Okay, hang on, okay. Maybe that's the cleverness. Empathy? Yeah, did it work? You heard everyone. Leave the falls here so other people can go on their first dates. Don't steal it for yours.
It is what we do, though. It
doesn't gotta be.
I'm afraid it does.
Does not.
Does too?
It does not.
I'm sorry, is this the clever that you've been reaching for, Nevada?
No, I know, I keep thinking it'll click on.
Well, if you're going to take the falls away, best take me with it. You're for the upkeep.
Where are their management? You are not to run away with a waterfall. Especially not because you don't want to spend time with me.
You don't understand. I can't spend more time with you.
Why not, for Pete's sake?
Bernice, I love you so gold dang much, I don't want you to know how annoying I am. I'm to my bones scared of that. Always have been. Why do you think I'm out here so often?
Oh, husband. I know. I've always known. At first, how annoying you are truly annoyed me. Then the parts I liked became annoying, and your annoying parts became my favorites. First, I hated you a lot. And loved you a little, and then it switched. That's what love is.
I guess.
Not in my experience.
I mean, I suppose it can be.
This is perfect. I can be at home where I'd prefer to be anyway. It's where my stuff is. And it's where you are, Bernice. I love you waterfalls and waterfalls worth. Can't believe I spent my whole professional life having to go to the bathroom a little bit.
I give up.
Good. Finally. And right when we're up to 95% done rustling this here thing out of your hair.
Oh, yeah, no. That ain't what I meant by giving up. I meant that I give up fixing what ain't broke. Plaque, activate.
Activating plaque. Security system armed. System corruption found. Source terminated.
A rustling system.
How do they fit such a big gun in such a little plaque?
Where do you see the guns that gun has in it?
Conveyance terminated.
My saucer, dead. I just stole the last payment.
Terminate assailants.
Our hands are up. We give up.
You know where else is a good first date? Jail.
Where my parents had theirs.
I think you said terminate assailants.
No, do not do that.
I think you said terminate everyone.
Absolutely
No.
You do not have to yell. All
right. Beam assailants to jail.
Assailants transported. Everyone enjoy the natural beauty. Or be terminated.
Okay. Well, that's done. Don't know if that it was clever, but sure solved the problem.
If you had said plactivate, it might have been deemed clever.
How about we add this on for a bit of cleverness? Ranger Management, you ever need a timeout from annoying your wife? How about you be my man on the ground here, keeping an eye on this plaque? Please?
He'll do it.
Thanks, Bernice. Ranger? Red and Croach, y'all ready to head back to town?
Nah. I reckon we're gonna stay here, make some new waterfall-related memories.
I comprehend what the Red Plains Rider intends.
And I choose not to. See y'all back at the station.
We shall not be brief.
Okay, gross.
Put that in your memo, Nevada.
I definitely will not.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Being able to look his friends in the eyes? Has our hero overcome oratory anxiety only to endure interpersonal inconvenience? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.